I'm Stevie Zoom in for Kevin Cole. And right now we are ready and set up for live music in our studio from Toronto. We have the band Elliot Brood. We've got Casey and Steve and Mark. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having
me. You guys
us.
Have a great new CD, Mountain Meadows, and they're playing tomorrow night at the Tractor here in town, and it's a family airwave show. So I know you had, can you describe today's travel adventures? Just a long day.
It was just a long day in the shortest line that took like 2.5 hours to get a quarter of a mile across the Canadian-American border. So,
but they let us through eventually. We're patient.
They were nice people, though.
That's good.
On the other end.
All right, the Elliot Brood are playing tomorrow at the Tractor, and we're glad they're here, and they're going to do a couple of songs right now.
Sure.
It's live music here in our studio with Elliot Brood, and they're playing tomorrow at the Tractor. And a great new release of theirs, Mountain Meadows. They're doing songs from that that album. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. It's guitar change time.
To banjo, to ukulele. It always switches.
It's great. You guys have got, I mean, you're just not using your hands here. You feet, arms, everything are going on.
Yeah. Casey. Two paychecks this way. That's my joke for it.
Yeah, Casey plays the pianto, as he's called it, or Steve has called it, I guess.
Piano bass.
Kind of fills things in for us.
We could only afford visas for the U.S. for three people, so, you know, bass player couldn't make it. No, it's a unique little pedal system that I found, so it works for us. Adds a little low end to this normally twangy sound.
Mm-hmm. All right, this next one is off actually our very first album that we ever put out. It's called Cadillac Dust. It's off Tintype.
Live music here in our studios from Elliot Brood, and they are playing tomorrow night. This is the lineup tomorrow night at the Tractor, along with the other bands here, Jack Wilson and the Wife Stealers, and the other band is Husbands Love Your Wives. So if you twisted those two around, you could come up with something a little bit different.
There's a band in Canada called the Divorcees that may work better on this bill tonight, maybe. Who knows?
There's the idea for the next time.
There you go.
Well, again, the new release is Mountain Meadows. That song there, Cadillac Dust, was on the previous release.
Actually, the one prior to that even, it's our first EP, which was called Tintype, and then the next one was Ambassador.
That's kind of where I was going to start here. You're Ambassador was the album you had from a few years ago.
That's correct, yeah.
And then kind of leading up to this one, there was on this new release, there's kind of a little story on the ideas on how this new album came together.
Yeah, Casey and myself kind of happened upon it in two different ways. Casey was reading a book. What was the book? It was 31 Years on the Plains.
Yeah, we found it in a pawn shop. I actually noticed it and just picked it up because it looked interesting. But it was a story of an American scout in the late 1800s. Mid to late 1800s, and he'd mentioned this Mountain Meadows Massacre in passing, and then Mark saw a documentary and mentioned the name, and I knew I had recognized it, so I went back through and found it, and it's obviously a pretty popular event that had occurred out here, you know, 100 and so years, 50, 60 years ago.
So that's kind of interesting.
Popular in a good way, but widely, you know, known.
Well, it's kind of interesting you both came across similar territory in different ways.
Yeah. I was watching, like Casey said, I was watching a documentary, and it was kind of, I think the thing that kind of piqued our interest was just that they let the children, like the massacre that happened, they kind of let the children that wouldn't probably speak about it, they let them live, and just kind of thought, you know, what happened to them or what happened to their descendants, and kind of looked at it that way, and that's kind of how we kind of approach things, this album.
So you wouldn't be described as, say, a concept album, but just a lot of ideas from that came together.
Yeah, it's definitely not a concept. It's more like loosely based.
It's a idea. Theme.
Yeah, it's a
but
theme.
But not a con. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's not a literal
translation
of any of that stuff.
No. Exactly.
Yeah. Not a political or trying to make a statement on, you know, what had happened or anything like that.
Now, before this album, were you guys both, how was the songwriting prior to this, and did it change in any way with this record?
I don't think the songwriting has changed. I think we kind of just approached recording a bit differently. Before, we've recorded in just one spot at one time, and on this one, we kind of chose to record pretty much all over Canada, like six different places, and in town halls, and Casey recorded the Valley Town, which we'll play next, in his, you know, his kitchen and front room and stuff like that. And we also recorded in a proper recording studio. It was kind of like, for us, we chose to record the songs where we felt that they would best be facilitated
after they were done. That's how we thought about it. But we were on the road recording half the time anyways, because we were really busy traveling, and we knew we had to, you know, get another record out. It had been 3 years we were touring on the one, and we wanted to get another one out. So it was a lot of necessity as to, you know, while we're here, we have 2 days off, let's record in this town hall, or let's go take a trip up north and record there. And I was home in my kitchen killing 4 hours, so got out the pots and pans, and so that was one thing, you know. Whatever, there you go.
There
we'll
they
try
are.
To do that one, but the voice is harsh today.
Yeah, we're a bit sick, but
we'll try.
It's all right. Yeah. But those recording in those different settings kind of plays into the emotions probably of what you're trying to get out of different songs.
I think so, because, I mean, you can't recreate certain reverbs. I mean, like a town hall has a certain sound. It's like you can't, you know, I know that there's a lot of plugins nowadays, but you can't really, you know, pull that one out too often. Like, even though there's hall reverb and all that stuff, it just kind of, there's something about, something unique about certain places where you record, if it be it in your kitchen or in a town hall and regular studio.
Again, the new release from Elliot Brood is Mountain Meadows. They're playing tomorrow at the Tractor, and you guys travel a lot, as you just mentioned, and going to continue to travel pretty busy during the fall with shows here in the U.S. and I think some more European dates.
Yeah, we're over in Europe in probably a week and a bit, for about a month in a while, and then we're back in the States, and yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's nice that people are having us out. So.
Yeah, we're getting to the point where we can afford to pay our rent, but we don't even live at home anyway, so it's just a waste of money, really. So that's how it's happening. So you get to that point, I suppose. It's a good thing.
But our van is really nice.
Except for the inside right now. I've got to clean that out.
All right, Elliot Brood playing tomorrow at the Tractor, and I think you guys are ready for a couple of more.
Sure. Yeah. And we're going to try the song called The Valley Town. Hopefully it goes well.
You should dedicate it to your mom.
It's for my mom. She's listening online somewhere. I'm sure she is. She collects everything there is Brood. All
90.3 KEXP with Elliot Brood. And again, the new release is Mountain Meadows on the Six Shooter label. A new album loosely based on a massacre, and the label is Six Shooter.
Yeah. That's Elliot Brood.
I want to ask you real quick, before you start the next one, to ask you real quickly from the Toronto area. And as people can hear, if they haven't been familiar with the band, there's a rootsy sound that's in the background of all the music that you've got. And I guess, is that for the lack of a better term, that scene in Toronto, was that pretty easy for you guys to find each other with developing the band?
Well, actually, we went to high school together, Casey and myself. We didn't hang out then
I think everything, a lot of stuff that's happened to this band has been purely accidental. Like, it turns out that Toronto has an amazing root scene. Yeah. It does. It really does. Six Shooter alone has Justin Rutledge, Luke Doucette, and Q Arbuckle. It's limitless. But I didn't even know there was one, really, until I didn't think I'd be playing music, and it just sort of happened, and it worked out great for us.
We had a friend that kind of brought us together, yeah. And then we ended up playing a show as a duo, and then Steve kind of saw us, and then he's like, hey, would you guys like to record? And we had been thinking about recording, and kind of did a demo and only thought, it was going to be a demo just to get kind of shows outside of town. And then next thing we know, this WeWork Records kind of helped us out, and they're like, send our stuff out. And next thing I know, we're kind of going across Canada. And
yeah, we're
like
just,
that. It wasn't really, I don't know, we really didn't put, we just kind of were like, oh, let's just play some tunes, and it started to kind of happen.
Followed that carrot around. It just, things keep getting better for us. It's great. It's just happened, but there's really never been a plan. The reason we play these instruments in the first place is because that's what was sitting around at the time. Mark had bought a banjo and was writing on it, and the reason I sit down is because I never have still not put a strap on a guitar to stand up, which led to having bass pedals, and so it all worked out. There's no plan, really, but
that's great the way things develop when there's no real background to trying to go in a certain direction.
But like Casey said, there's actually a great scene in Toronto. There's a lot of talented people there. So. Yeah.
All right, you guys got one more.
Indeed.
Yeah, this one's off. We're gonna do this another oldie one. So a couple new ones, a couple old ones. This one's called "The Bridge." It's from Ambassador, which was our last album.
Wezek and Founded Bridge. Copyright issues.
Yeah.
That sounded great. Live music here in our studios at KEXP, the Toronto trio, Elliot Brood, playing tomorrow night at the Tractor. The new album is Mountain Meadows, and that song they just did, The Bridge, was from the previous release,
Ambassador.
Yeah. Great to have you.
Well, thanks for having us.
You can take it easy now for the evening to take care of those coughs and stuff.
I was going to go see the
Seattle
Mariners play tonight, but I don't know if I can go. Okay. Man Ram's in town and everything.
All right, and we want to thank our engineer, Kevin Suggs. Thanks again for coming in. It's 90.3 KEXP Seattle.